Morning. It's good to be with you this morning. I invite you to join me in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. I'll be reading from the English Standard Version. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Let's pray. Lord, we gather before you with hearts full of gratitude today. We come weighed down by the burdens of life, yet many of us trust in your promise that you offer rest for our souls. As we study your word today, open our hearts to receive your invitation to come to you, to lay down our heavy loads, and to find rest. Help us release the striving and guilt and embrace the peace that you offer. In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen. Please be seated. We live in a world that feels heavier day by day. From the conflicts and pandemics to the pressures of everyday responsibilities, it's no wonder many of us feel overwhelmed. The ongoing war between Russia and Ukraine brings daily suffering and fear of war in Europe. Tensions between China and Taiwan leave many fearing war in the Pacific. And the deep-seated conflict between Israel and Palestine continues to cause destruction and heartache in the Middle East. Meanwhile, diseases like monkeypox and the lingering effects of COVID-19 still weigh heavily, particularly on the most vulnerable among us. Amid this global turmoil, Franklin Graham reminds us, the Bible says that perilous times will come in the last days. We see it happening before our eyes. Perhaps you feel this weight more sharply in your own life, whether it's the stress of managing work, family, and health, or the anxiety of an uncertain future. These burdens are real, and they can feel overwhelming. But amidst the chaos, Jesus offers something remarkable. He warned us in Matthew 24, verses 6 through 8, that we would hear of wars and rumors of wars. Yet he also extended an invitation. Come, find rest. It's a call to a different kind of life that offers peace, even when the world feels like it's falling apart. Amid this chaos, Jesus speaks words of comfort and in hope. In Matthew 11, 28 through 30, he invites, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Jesus offers a rest beyond physical relief, a deep soul-level peace, a release from the weariness of striving and worrying. Today, Jesus invites us to come and find rest in him. The Gospel of Matthew was written for Jewish Christians who lived under Roman occupation and were heavily burdened by daily work to survive and the weight of the law and the oppressive expectations of the Pharisees. In Matthew 11, Jesus offers a radical invitation, not just physical rest, but spiritual peace and freedom from the impossible demands of legalism and societal expectations. He invites them and us to find relief in him. The pressures of life can weigh down even the strongest among us, from the daily grind to the soul-crushing weight of sin and guilt. Jesus understands this. He knows how the burdens of this world, whether personal or global, can break a person down. Still, he offers something no one else can, true peace, rest, and relief. He invites us to let go of the weight of our sin, the worries about who we are, and the confession about striving and our purpose, and come to Him. He promises grace, forgiveness, and rest for the weary heart. Today, we'll explore Jesus' words in Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30. And His call is simple but life-changing. Come, find rest. When Jesus extends this invitation in Matthew 11, 28, He speaks to more than just physical exhaustion. He addresses the deep spiritual and emotional weariness of living up to impossible standards. In Jesus' time, the Jewish people were burdened by hard labor and the overwhelming demands of the law. There are 613 laws in the Old Testament, and the Pharisees added to them, creating a system of religious legalism that made it nearly impossible to feel righteous before a holy God. Many lived in constant fear and guilt, feeling they could never meet God's standards. This was the weary and heavy-laden audience Jesus spoke to, people striving under a burden they could not carry. Jesus' invitation was revolutionary. He wasn't just offering temporary relief from life's demands. He provided rest for their souls. He invited those exhausted by the impossible task of trying to be good enough to find grace and rest in Him. This message is as relevant today as it was then. In our modern world, we still grind away at work, in relationships, and even in our spiritual lives, trying to prove ourselves, often feeling guilty or inadequate. Jesus calls us to stop striving and find relief from that work. Find clarity and rest in knowing who we are in Him. Imagine a Jewish farmer in Jesus' time, his hands blistered and his back aching from long days of plowing, sowing, and harvesting. And beyond that physical toll, then he also has to carry the weight of trying to follow the strict religious laws that govern every aspect of his life. Rules about what to eat, how far to walk on the Sabbath, and how to stay ceremonially clean. The farmer's heart is heavy with the burden of this work and the pressure to live up to society's and the pharisaical expectations. Then, one day, a carpenter invites him to rest under the shade of a tree, offering cool water that refreshes his body and soul. At that moment, the burden the farmer's been carrying begins to melt away. Jesus provides this kind of rest, not just temporary relief from physical labor, but deep soul-restoring rest. It's a rest that lifts the weight of physical exhaustion and spiritual pressure, bringing clarity and renewal. A call to find true rest amid life's endless demands. Scripture often speaks of God's rest. In Psalm 62:1, David declares, "Truly my soul finds rest in God. My salvation comes from Him." Jesus' invitation in Matthew 11, 28 echoes this promise of divine rest. Unlike the world's temporary solutions, Jesus provides rest that restores our souls. The writer of Hebrews chapter 4, verses 9 and 10 also affirms this writing. He writes, "There remains then a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For anyone who enters God's rest also rests from their works, just as God did from His." Jesus' rest is about ceasing from the endless striving of trying to earn righteousness and accept His gift of grace. Consider the burdens you're carrying today. Are you overwhelmed by the pressures of life, trying to be everything to everyone? Perhaps it's the constant striving to prove yourself at work, with family, or in your faith. or the fear that your sin and past mistakes make you unworthy. The guilt and shame of sin can weigh on us heavily, leaving us feeling lost and burdened. But Jesus inviting you to lay down not just the pressures of life, but the weight of sin itself. He offers more than temporary relief. He provides deep soul-level rest and forgiveness. You can find true peace through him, knowing that your sins are forgiven and you are made new. Reflect on how sin and striving burden you and come to Jesus to experience the rest and redemption he promises. As we accept Jesus' invitation to rest in Matthew 11, 28, we also recognize that Jesus calls us to learn from him. In the next verse, Matthew 11, 29, he extends the invitation to learn, urging us to take his yoke upon us and grow in our relationship with him. As Jesus invites us to take that yoke and learn from him, he uses a powerful metaphor familiar to his Jewish audience. The yoke, an agricultural tool that binds two animals together to share the burden of work. It symbolizes both labor and submission. Unlike the heavy, burdensome yoke of the Pharisees, which weighed people down with legalistic demands, Jesus' yoke is light, not because it requires no effort, but because it is sustained in grace. Taking on Jesus' yoke means walking alongside him, learning his ways of love, humility, and grace. It's not just about acquiring knowledge, it's about transformation. As we submit to his teachings, the teachings found in the Word of God, we are transformed in character and mission, learning to love God with all our hearts, souls, and minds, and learning to love our neighbors as ourselves. Through this process, we reflect on his love and share his love wherever we go. In this relationship, we find rest for our souls and discover our identity and purpose in serving his kingdom. Jesus' yoke offers peace and purpose, freeing us from the crushing weight of trying to be good enough and inviting us into a life of grace-filled service. Picture two oxen yoking together. One is older, experienced, and strong, while the other is young and unsure of how to pull the load. As they walk together, the older ox carries the heavier burden, gently guiding the younger one, who learns how to bear the weight easier. Jesus' invitation to take his yoke and learn from him is like this partnership. He carries the heaviest part of our burden and leads us with love, humility, and grace, teaching us how to navigate life's challenges as we plow our fields. By walking with Jesus, we find rest for our bodies and discover purpose and wisdom in our lives and work. The burdens of life become lighter as he helps us carry them, showing us how to live in love, humility, and grace. This partnership offers peace and guidance as we grow and learn through strength and grace. The Bible frequently reminds us of the importance of learning from God. Solomon writes in Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your paths straight." This reflects Jesus' invitation in Matthew 11, 29, to take his yoke and learn from him. Additionally, John reminds us in John 15, verses 4 and 5, that apart from Jesus, we can do nothing. John quotes Jesus, "Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine." Learning from Jesus through the Word and the Spirit means being intimately connected to him, trusting in his guidance and bearing fruit that reflects His character. Are you resisting the invitation to learn? Perhaps you've been trying to carry the weight of your responsibilities on your own, relying on your wisdom. Jesus invites you to take His yoke and walk alongside Him, learning from His example of love, humility, and grace. Ask yourself today, where am I resisting Jesus' leadership? Where do I need to surrender control and trust to His guidance? By accepting the invitation to learn, you'll find that your burdens become lighter and you grow in wisdom and peace. As we accept Jesus' invitation to learn from Him in Matthew 11:29, we also encounter the beauty of His promise that His yoke is easy and His burden is light. This naturally leads to the final verse we study today, the promise of rest. In Matthew 11:30, Jesus reassures us that His yoke is not like the burdensome ones that cause pain and make work unbearable. Instead, His yoke is easy, perfectly designed to fit each and every one of us, aligning with our strengths, our shadows, and our blind spots. Walking with Him doesn't remove our responsibility, but it does free us from the overwhelming weight of trying to carry everything on our own. Jesus knows us deeply, our abilities, our limitations, and our needs, and He promises His yoke will not crush us. Unlike the Pharisees' yoke of legalism, which caused exhaustion and despair, Jesus offers a life of grace, love, and peace. In this partnership with Him, we discover the life He designed for us, for each one of us, one filled with purpose for His glory, where the burdens we bear are shared and the work becomes lighter. Imagine a young boy struggling to carry a basket filled with stones. Seeing him labor under the weight, his father lifts most of the load, leaving the boy to take only a few in his carry. Together they walk, the father carrying the heaviest part of the burden. This is what Jesus promises in the promise of rest. He doesn't remove all of life's responsibilities, but ensures that our burden is light because He walks with us, bearing the heaviest part of the load. The scripture consistently shows God's desire to carry our burden. In Psalm 68:19, David writes, "Praise be to the Lord, to God our Savior, who daily bears our burdens." This is reflected in Jesus' words in Matthew 11:30. The promise of an easy yoke and a light burden speaks to God's care for us. In 1 Peter 5:7, we are invited to cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you. The promise of rest is not the absence of hardship, but the assurance that we don't have to face life's challenges alone. Jesus walks with us, helping us bear our burdens. What burdens are you carrying that feel overwhelming? Maybe it's the burden of sin, guilt, or trying to meet impossible standards, feeling like you're not good enough. The promise of rest that Jesus offers is that He will share these burdens with you, making them lighter and easier to bear. He invites you to trust in Him and surrender those heavy burdens. Reflect on areas where you feel weighed down. Know that Jesus promises to help you carry the load, walking alongside you. His yoke is easy and His burden is light because He holds the heaviest parts. As we reflect on the promise of rest in Matthew 11:30, it becomes clear that Jesus' call to come, find rest, is not just an offer of temporary relief, but a promise of partnership. He walks with us, carries our burdens, and offers a lasting peace only He can provide. A powerful testimony of Jesus' helping hand comes from Annie Lobert. A woman who, after years of being trapped in a life of sin and suffering, found proper rest in Jesus. Her story reminds us that no matter how deep the burdens of sin, shame, or exhaustion, Jesus' invitation remains open to all. He calls us to come to him, take his yoke, and find the rest that only he can give. Annie had been trapped in the dark world of sex trafficking for years, her life controlled by violence, manipulation, and fear. Each day was a grueling battle, not only to survive physically, but also to quiet the torment in her soul. The weight of her sin, shame of the work she was in, and exhaustion grew unbearable. One night, after a markedly brutal encounter, Annie stood trembling in the shower, her body bruised and spirit shattered. She felt utterly lost, as though death itself was closing in on her. In her brokenness, with that heavy weight she was carrying, she cried out, "Jesus, if you're real, please save me. I don't want to die like this." In that raw, desperate moment, something profound shifted as the water ran down Annie's battered body. A new kind of cleansing began, touching her soul. Jesus heard her cry, and for the first time, the heavy weight she had carried for so long began to lift. She no longer felt abandoned or as though she was carrying her burden alone. Instead, she felt an overwhelming sense of peace, as if unseen arms were wrapping her in a protective embrace. That night, Annie's life changed forever. She gave her heart to Christ and found a rest she had never imagined. The years of torment and suffering were exchanged for grace, and the chains that had bound her tightly began to fall away. Jesus took the heaviest part of her burden, replacing it with a deep, lasting peace that no one could take from her. As Annie experienced this transformation, she felt called to help others escape the same darkness she had once lived in. Today, as the founder of Hookers for Jesus, she dedicates her life to rescuing and rehabilitating a woman trapped in the cycle of human trafficking and prostitution. Through her organization, Annie provides not only a safe haven, but also emotional support and spiritual guidance, helping these women break free from their pasts. Her work is a powerful testament to the life-changing love of Christ, and she offers the same hope, peace, and healing that she experienced, guiding others toward a future filled with redemption and grace. Annie's journey is a vivid illustration of the transformation Jesus offers to all of us. She accepted his invitation to come to him, to rest and learn from him. And in doing so, she received his eternal promise of peace and redemption. No matter how overwhelming the burden or how deep the pain is, Jesus calls each of us to trust him, offering an easy yoke and work that is light. His love becomes a lifeline, carrying us through even the darkest times. Annie's life and work are living testaments to this truth, reminding us that no matter how far we've fallen or the sinful deeds we've committed, the grace of Christ always is always within reach, offering us peace, purpose, and a new beginning that lasts forever. Jesus' invitation to rest in him is for everyone. Whether the pressures of life burden you, the guilt of sin, or the fear of not being good enough, his call remains, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." His yoke is easy, not because it requires no effort, but because Jesus walks with us, carrying the heaviest part of our burden. Like Annie, who was once enslaved by her past, we too can find freedom, peace, and purpose when walking with Jesus. He offers us a life of learning, purpose, transformation, and deep soul refreshing rest. So I ask, what burden are you carrying today? Is it the weight of past mistakes, sin, the relentless pressure to succeed, or the fear that you're not good enough? Jesus is calling you to release those burdens and come to him. Take a moment to reflect on what is weighing you down. Surrender those burdens to Jesus, trusting in his promise that his yoke is easy and his burden is light. In him, you will find not just relief, but purpose, peace, and clarity about who you were meant to be. Don't carry your burdens alone any longer. Commit to walking with him daily, learning from his example of love, grace, and humility. And you'll find the deep rest your soul has longed for. We live in a world that grows heavier with each passing day, where conflicts rage, pandemics spread, and the pressure of life and sin weigh us down. Many of us feel overwhelmed and lost. Yet amidst the chaos, Jesus offers an invitation, a chance to lay down our burdens and find true rest and peace in him. We can either surrender to his grace and be freed from the crushing weight of sin, guilt, and relentless demands, or we can continue to struggle alone, bound by the pain of this life, and face an eternity without him. The choice is ours, but the stakes are eternal. We can either surrender to his grace and be freed from the crushing weight of sin, guilt, and relentless demands, or we can struggle alone, bound by the pain of this life, and face eternity without him. Jesus extends a profound promise to those who are weary and heavy laden. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. This is an eternal promise. Accepting this invitation requires placing our faith in Jesus and surrendering the heavy burdens that we've been carrying to him. When we take his yoke upon us, we find a new way of living, grounded in his love, humility, and grace. Our burdens become lighter in this partnership with Christ because we no longer try to carry them ourselves. He teaches us how to love God with all our hearts, souls, and minds, and how to love our neighbors as ourselves. As we learn from him, we experience transformation. Sin is exposed, and we fully realize our need for a Savior. This Savior, Jesus, is the one who offers the rest our souls long for. Let's pray. God's word reminds us that the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. We have all sinned and fallen short, standing guilty before a holy God. Yet, in his great love and mercy, Jesus left heaven, lived sinless, and died on the cross to pay the debt we could never repay. He bore our sin and shame so that we might be freed from the burden of sin and receive his righteousness. Now is the time to repent, to accept his yoke, and place our trust in his sacrifice to secure an eternal relationship of rest with him. If you are here today and you don't know where you stand with God, or you want to receive the gift of rest and salvation that Jesus offers, raise your hand and I will lead you in a prayer of commitment. I see that hand. If you find yourself burdened by the weight of life's demands, fear, guilt from sin, or exhaustion from trying to be good enough, raise your hand. Jesus is offering you rest. Let today be the day you come to him. Take his yoke, learn from him. Let him carry your burdens and lead you into his peace. If you're uncertain about your standing with God and you want to know, raise your hand. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. I see that hand. If you acknowledge your need for forgiveness and believe Jesus offers redemption and cleansing from sin, understanding he was resurrected to grant us eternal life, raise your hand. For the person who raised their hand, I'll pray and ask you to echo these words in your heart, remembering it's the sincerity of your heart that truly matters. Heavenly Father, I acknowledge my sin before you, a holy God. Through your abundant love, I believe in your love and solution to my sin, guilt, and exhaustion. I trust that your Son entered our world, lived sinlessly, and sacrificed himself for me. His resurrection on the third day proves you accepted his sacrifice. I repent and declare Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Come into my life. Fill me with your Spirit. Give me rest. And cultivate love, joy, patience, peace, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Father, I pray for the person who took this step and ask that you bless and use their lives for your glory as you grow, as they grow in you. Remind them that their steadfast submission and increasing faith in you secure their salvation amidst the challenges and burdens of life. Father God, we are so grateful for this time to gather in your presence to glorify you. Thank you for giving us the gift of your word, recorded faithful leaders like Matthew, John, Peter, David, and Solomon, and the writer of Hebrews, so that we may come to know the fullness of your love and grace. Incredibly thankful for the invitation you extend to us through your Son, Jesus, who calls us to come to him, to find rest for our weary souls, and to take his easy yoke upon us. Lord, as we meditate on this promise, we are reminded that you are our ultimate source of peace and strength, carrying our burdens when we feel overwhelmed. As we walk alongside you, learning from you teaches us to live out this love in our daily lives, loving you with all our heart, soul, and mind, and loving our neighbors as ourselves. Armed with praise, prayer, and the truth of your word, may we confidently face life's challenges, knowing that you walk with us every step of the way. We cherish the rest, hope, and eternal life that you grant through Christ Jesus, and we rest in the assurance that your yoke is easy, your burden is light. And in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
If you would like to know more about us, you can find us on the web at wpbcmd.org and on Facebook at White Plains Baptist Church 1978.